Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
Hello, and welcome to Big Gay Energy. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Theora.
Come along with us while we dive into the fun and nuances of queer media. Representation matters.
And we're here to talk about it.
Cheers, queers. What's on the Big Gay agenda today, Theora?
Today, number one item is to keep going on with Gaff the Series in our scene-by-scene
breakdown. This is definitely not the last episode.
Today. No, today we are starting with episode 6 and we'll see how far we go.
Before we get into all the queerness, I have to do my whole 2 paragraphs I have to read, so stick with us. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel, give this video a like, and drop a comment to share your thoughts. We absolutely love hearing from you. For our podcast listeners, please download this episode and leave a review if you can. Your engagement helps us reach a broader audience and spread the joy of queer content. For even more exclusive queer content, early access, and full reaction videos, join us on Patreon. Dive into discussions on our Discord channel where we enjoy connecting with all of you. Explore our merchandise at Pig Gay Energy Pod. BigGayEnergyPod.com to show your support. All links will be in the description. Lastly, stay connected with us on all social media platforms by following at BigGayEnergyPod. Your interactions mean the world to us, and these actions contribute to our ongoing celebration of queer media and advocacy for better representation. And I'm sorry if English is not your first language, because that was really fast.
You wouldn't realize it, but it was. And we're sorry. Speaking of like engagement, thank you to everybody who's been engaging with us on our like reaction videos. At this point in the film, so we film things in advance if you're new here. And at this point, we've only released reaction videos on YouTube for Gap the Series. And so thank you to everybody who's been like giving us context to like the show and background information and like spoilers about the novels and things like that. So like, thank you to everybody that's been enlightening us about Gap the Series. I appreciate it, getting to learn more about the show and what you guys think about it as well. So like, thank you. Please comment on these videos too. We want to know what you guys think. Also, speaking of Patreon, so some of our Patreon members that have joined for Gap expressed interest in additional reaction videos to Gap this series. And just as a, we keep getting asked this question, are you going to do the whole series and put it on YouTube? The answer is no. Not that we don't want to, it's just that we don't have time really in our schedule to record all of that and put and edit it. Really, the editing's the big part, and put it on YouTube. So for Patreon members, we will, one of us, two of us, some of us, we'll eventually like do reactions to the rest of Gap. At this point, we've seen it. So it's really going to be, honestly, these discussions plus
which
the video.
Which I feel like is what they want. So, like, because they want us to pause and talk about it.
Exactly. So I could just edit it and do that, but I don't want to. That's way too much time. So yeah, we'll do it eventually. Like, not eventually, but we'll start doing it. And it's going to go on Patreon for a number of reasons. One, editing. Do not have time to edit 1 hour plus videos. I just don't. I'm sorry. Our schedule is very jam packed with a bunch of stuff. I just do not have time. So on YouTube, everything can just go
Patreon,
on there.
Patreon.
I don't even have to edit it, which is really nice. Patreon. I'm
That's
sorry.
Why there's
Patreon.
Two of us. I mean, three of us, but you know what I mean.
Exactly. Yeah. And second reason is we don't get monetized from these gap reactions on YouTube, and this podcast, yeah,
even
costs
with just
money
the highlights,
so,
we
like,
do not. They're taking our money.
We don't get anything.
Mean, yeah, they're gonna get to create more content, but that means we have to not create as much content because we can't afford to with this content.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. So it's gonna go on Patreon. So if you're interested in that, follow our Patreon, support us there. It's going to take a while to, like, get all of them on there, but...
And there's other great content as well.
Correct. And we have a bunch... Because we have a bunch of interviews lined up for things and a bunch of other stuff scheduled. So we will give you more Gap content.
We do not currently have interviews scheduled for Gap, though. I want to make that clear.
No, not for Gap. I just mean interviews for other stuff, other content. But for Gap, we were going to... All of our discussions will go on YouTube, which is basically reactions without the video. And then if you really want the video, come over to the Patreon. It's $5 a month. You'll have access to that. We will slowly put that out. Just know it won't be the first reaction because here we are talking about it because you've seen it all.
Yes. All right. So we left off at episode 5, end of episode 5 last time, or so I thought. Because, you know, remember how I was like, wait a minute, isn't there more to this episode? No, Theora has corrected me in the notes that I just saw today. Please explain.
Yeah, so we jumped the gun a little bit and talked about some of the beginning of episode 6 at the end of episode 5 in the last episode. I was like, that's weird that it's not in my notes, and it's because it's the beginning of episode 6. So it's okay. So like, let's just like recap. Say, this is your first episode. Weird, but hey. I'll explain what happened, and then we'll just jump into what happened. So anyway, at the very end of episode 5, basically, it's when Sam and Mon are in the garden, and they're having the conversation about Mon's gift to Sam, or, like, she's embarrassed about it. It's the lip gloss incident. So I kind of want to talk about this because we missed this part, or at least I did. Sam and Mon, in the process of this whole lip gloss gift situation, actually have their first actual kiss here. So I needed to point this out. I need to point out two things that I forgot to talk about. First thing is when Sam is like, oh, the lip gloss is not really the gift, obviously. I want your lips. That's the gift. She's like, put this on, Mon. And Mon goes to put it on and it like doesn't even touch her lips before Sam's like, enough. And then, which I love. And so when she leans in like that second time, like, Sam actually kisses her and like Mon kisses her back. So I think that's important to like establish because up till this point, it's just been like the lip biting.
Nose
stuff.
Biting. Lip and nose biting.
Lips and noses. You can't forget. You can't have one without the other. It doesn't make any sense.
Without the other.
I am glad though that Mon also kissed back. I think that's super.
Agreed.
She always, at least from what I'm seeing, she always looks very concerned and hesitant and not interested. So I'm glad they finally showed her like a positive reaction back. And I think it just might be like the facial expression that the actor is like making that kind of makes it look like she's not interested. But I'm glad that they're finally like doing the thing together. Like,
I don't know if like not interested is the right. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
Mom's
yeah.
Petrified. I think petrified, yeah, as in frozen, is no. Like, okay, so when they keep doing the before when they were doing the like, I one person is like the active partner, one is like the passive partner. They keep doing that kind of like dynamic thing. But whoever is doing like the biting part, the other person just kind of stands there. And like if you watch Sam like closes her eyes and like it's like into it when she's the passive partner. Mon is just like petrified.
That's,
and, like,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like because depending on how you read that or interpret it, it kind of looks like she's like frozen, but in a negative way versus in a like just shocked but like excited way. So that's kind of like depending on how you read it or interpret it, it kind of looks more not so on the same page. But so now them both like being into it and like responding the same way, I think is really important to show like, yes, this is actually they're both on the same page for this.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think they are on the same page. I think the issue with Mon kind of comes out in the conversation right before this, where she still has that insecurity of like, I'm not good enough for you. And Sam is basically telling her in the scene, like, no, like, you are. So I think that, like, alleviates Mon's, like, insecurities, which makes her more rigid, I guess. And so, like, she can, like, actually, like, act the way she feels in this scene. So she does, like, they're both participating in the kiss, which makes this their actual first kiss. So when Cade and the friends come in, they're like, they're kissing. They are. Like, they actually, this is, like, their first kiss. And that's where episode 5 ends with, like, their actual kiss happening. And opens episode 6 with the friend, Cade, finding them. And I have to shout out the cinematography here because I love the way they shoot this. It's like, it's focused on Sam and Mon and they're kind of like breaking apart. And then it refocuses on Cade, who's in between them in the distance, screaming.
Okay, so two things. One, because I try to educate on this podcast with a little bit of stuff I actually know. This is called a rack focus, when they are focused on one thing and then focus on something else in the same scene.
I love it.
Two, why is she screaming like this is the worst thing she's ever seen?
No, it's like happy. She's like, ah! It's like a high pitched. And then she's like, oh my God, oh my God.
Know, right, her face, like, for some reason scream. Just made me think that she's like, I'm telling them that you're kissing.
Right. Yeah.
No, she's just excited.
It just didn't look like excitement.
Because they've been waiting for this. She's in a cheerleader outfit, Caitlin. She's happy. So what happens? So is she sad or is she upset? So Cade immediately runs inside. She's like, I'm telling everyone. And then tells everyone. Mm-hmm. And they all start cheering. And then Sam and Mon come in. And I love the gay panic radiating off of Mon when they come inside. He's just like, oh, fuck. And Sam is like smug for like a hot second before she's like, oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, shit, you guys know. And they're like, did you guys just kiss? Is Cade lying or did that really just happen? And Sam kind of tries to play it off. She's like, it's no big deal. She doesn't deny that it happened. She's just like, it's no big deal. That's what gal pals do. This is gal pal behavior. I don't understand why you guys are making this a big deal.
She's like, everybody does friends this. Do it. Yeah.
Sam's the biggest
dumbass. Her like, go-to is like, everyone does it. It's common.
Yeah, she's like, it's not a big deal. It's fine. Everything's fine. And then Jim's like, is it? Is it not a big deal? Cool. So then you won't mind if I kiss Mon, because it's not a big deal, right? You know, it's just what gal pals do. I'm a gal. I can be a pal. Let me try and kiss Mon.
Okay. I love that. And that also sounds like merch.
Sure does. So what happens when Jim tries to kiss Mon?
So Sam slaps Jim in the face,
like across the
room, and then says that I didn't even mean to do it. It was a reflex.
My hand moved of its own accord. She doesn't say it there, but yeah, she does. She just slaps the shit out of Jim, and then everyone's horrified. And like, Cade's like, Sam, what the fuck? And T's like, yeah, girl, you just went way too far by doing that. She was clearly joking, and like, you just assaulted our friend who's pregnant. And to Sam's credit, like, yeah, she's acting out of jealousy here because it's Sam. Sam is, like, the most jealous person ever. But she's also, like, defending Mon in a way because they're saying, like, oh, we were just joking around that Jim wanted to kiss Mom as a joke. And then Sam's like, wow, Mon is not a joke to me. She's not somebody you joke. Like, this is not funny. So she's kind of like defending Mon's honor in a way, being like, you can't just like kiss her as a joke. That's fucked up. And then she takes Mon and they leave, basically. So I do like that because it contrasts how like Sam behaves around her friends. Because like Sam's friends are constantly making jokes at her expense. You know, they call her horn fuzzy and like all that kind of stuff. And Sam never reacts to it when she's the butt of their joke. But when they're trying to make Mon the butt of the joke, Sam reacts very strongly. So I love
how Jim
is
trying to kiss everyone.
I love Jim. Yes, Jim is constantly trying to make out with literally every woman on the show.
I mean, fair?
I love you know? Her so much.
Like, just, maybe she should have just lived her life as a free bird.
I agree. I was thinking about it today and I was like, I want Jim in college. She doesn't need to be going to college. I just want Jim in her college era where she's just, like, around young people and just living her life. because that would be a wild television
show. Just kissing everyone.
Literally, just everyone. And it'd be great.
Well, it would be the sex lives of college girls in Thailand.
Of college girls. One girl. Just Jim.
Yeah, she'll go through everybody's journey in that show.
Exactly. I would love Jim's college years. Okay, so
I was just going to say, nope.
It disappeared. No idea.
I relate.
So sorry. It was something.
That's all right. It's just like Jim's memory during college.
It feels like it's just she really wants to kiss Sam. And she does. Then kissing Mon. Like, it's a, like, redirected. Correct. Yeah. So she's like.
She's like, well, you just kissed Sam. So if I kiss you, I'm one kiss away from kissing Sam. Yeah, that's also Jim's motivation. She's like, I was just kidding. Yeah. I was kidding about kissing Mon. Sam, how about we kiss? I feel like, it's interesting. It's funny you bring that up. So I think it's interesting that Jim doesn't say, all right, how about I kiss you, Sam, and we'll see how this goes. I feel like Sam would also react poorly to that, but it's interesting she goes after Mon, because I feel like that's too real for Jim. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whereas Mon is a joke for her, but Sam is not a joke.
So in 20 years, we need the reboot of Jim being like, oh shit, I'm in love with Sam. And then, like, that's the whole plot. She has to deal with it, and, like,
it's just flashbacks. It's just a whole bunch of flashbacks of the same show. Just being like, ooh, yeah, that was...
That was questionable.
Yeah, that's a questionable choice right there.
It's Jim
and
therapy,
then it's the kid be like, flashbacks. Mom, you don't shut up about Sam. What about Dad?
She's like, Dad who? Like, Sam's your real dad.
You know, the guy that you've been married to for 20 years?
Who's to say they're still together?
Right, I was going to say, Jim would 100% divorce that guy.
No, I think...
lasting 20 years.
I think they might still be married, but she just, like, never sees him. And, it's like just convinced that he's around.
I would also take that. Jim goes on a lot of girls' weekends, and he doesn't see her. She ends up... Wait, I think I know what happens to Jim. Jim eventually, like, reconnects with, like, Nung, like Sam's sister, and they talk, and Nung's like, yeah, I always go to this isle of Lesbos in Thailand, which is where they end up later. But she's, because Nung says, like, hey, when I'm broke, I end up back at this resort and, like, sell my art, and that's where, like, the lesbians all live. So that says a lot about Nung. So, like, Jim goes with her one time, and I think Jim discovers the queerness and is like, oh, a secluded queer place, huh? And so she goes on trips there a lot and just, like, lives her best queer life. I can see Jim doing that.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. And then we get the married lesbians again. I want this show so bad about Jim.
Yeah.
And then Jim meets her own lady and lives happily ever after. Because Sam's taken, let's be real.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of
lady in waiting.
What else does Sam take?
So speaking of Sam. So Sam takes Mon's hand and they go outside. Sorry. Excuse me. By doing so, they are leaving her own birthday party. She's like, fuck this shit, goodbye. And they go outside. And Mon stops her as she's trying to leave and is like, listen, I don't know what the hell that was all about, but you just slapped your friend. And you know you have to apologize to her, right? You can't just, like, storm out. You have to, like, apologize. And Sam's like, yeah, whatever, I'll call her later. And she's like, you can't... If I slapped in the face, Sam, like, I wouldn't want someone to call me. Like, you have to, like, apologize to her. She's trying to, like, get her to go back inside and, like, apologize to her friends. And Sam, like, I think knows that, but is not, like, doesn't want to, like, deal with the feelings. And she's just, like, clearly upset because she's upset about her jealous feelings, basically. And she just, like, ruined her own birthday party by being jealous as fuck, essentially. And she's like, listen, I didn't mean to slap Jim, obviously. My hand just moved of its own accord because she was getting way too close to you. And so my hand just, you know, took care of business, basically. And, which, okay, Sam. Okay, Sam. But I like the way Mon handles Sam in this scene. This is, like, a very empathetic Mon kind of scene because Sam is, like, upset. She just, like, physically assaulted somebody on her behalf. And Mon does a lot of grounding gestures with Sam during this conversation, where she kind of like grabs her and she's like, calm down, Sam. Calm down. Like, I can tell you're upset. Like, that. She doesn't tell her, like, stop this. She's just like, breathe, okay? Breathe. And she basically, like, gives Sam, like, the space to, like, have her feelings, process them, and kind of express herself, like, freely, which Sam is never allowed to do. She mostly has to, like, hide them, right? And she, by doing so, is, like, validating Sam's feelings, which I feel like is something Sam needs in general, because, like, her whole life she's been forced to, like, sit in isolation with her feelings and never, ever express them. So I feel like this was a really big moment. Like, it's a private moment between the two of them. It's still, like, Mon is establishing herself as a safe space for Sam and her, like, true feelings, basically. Mm-hmm. So I like this conversation with them.
I do want to say, just to add one thing, the screenshot that you grabbed, all it says in the caption is calm down, which is, like, the worst thing to tell somebody when they're in sort of emotional, like, situation, is to just, oh, calm down. Like,
you need to calm down.
Yeah.
But she doesn't just do that. She, like, I know. She, like, grabs her hand, too, to, like, physically ground her. And she's like, calm down, Sam. Like, you're getting upset.
Oh, yeah. I'm just specifically commenting on the screen grab that you have. Is just, that's the only thing that I agree with everything else. She does actually really help her calm down and, like, recenter and reground and everything, and, like, deal with her feelings and all that stuff. It was just, I was amused by the
by the language. All right. So, as I said in the last episode, episode 5 is the Jealous Sam episode. Now we get Jealous Mon. This is the Jealous Mon episode, which is, I love that they chose to do this back to back because it's so fun. So Sam does take Mon's advice and decides to make up with Jim. So she, like, goes to Jim's house and, like, we'll get into what she does.
What does she do?
We'll get into that in a minute when, do I talk about it here? Let's see. I can't remember.
Yeah, right in the first sentence.
I'm trying to see. Okay. My brain is very tired today. Okay.
That is
fair. We'll talk about this. So how does Sam handle this? First of all, I love how this goes. So she leaves Mon at the party, and she's like, whatever, Mon, I don't want to talk about feelings. And then she, like, literally takes all of Mon's advice and Mon's, like, making up with people, like, tricks, and goes to Jim. So she goes to the gym, and Jim's like, what the hell are you doing here, Sam? And Sam...
Like, Sam, usually you have to text you 5 times for you to get here.
Oh my god. So Sam, for her first move, is she tries to do the thing that Mon did with her, where she does, like, the pinky promise and, like, the little, like, finger snap thing, and Jim's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm not in elementary school, Sam. Like, what the fuck, like, the fuck is this? And then she's like, fine, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to slap you. Like, you were trying to touch Mon, and that's not okay. So I'm here to apologize, basically. And so we're going to do this TV style. Sam clearly watches a lot of TV because she tries to, like, take things from TV, which I think is really funny. And she's like, we'll do this, just like a soap opera. You can slap me, okay? Every time you slap me, I will kiss you. Like, it's a trade. Because she only knows quid pro quo. Like, this woman only knows natural affection.
And for some reason, she says kiss, and I don't understand that part.
Because she's pulling it from soap operas, because she's pulling it from a TV show, and she's trying to apply it to real life without really thinking about what the hell she's doing. She's like, I saw it on TV once. Which she's dealt with Mon later. She's like, I saw this on TV. And so I think that's what she's doing, because she has no life experience. So Jim's like, this is weird. Okay. And so, like, Jim's like, fine. And then she, like, winds up to, like, really slap Sam. And then
Jim's,
like,
not going to say no. I mean, Sam's just offering to kiss her.
But she, like, goes to deck her. Like, she, like, winds up her hand and then is like, fine. And then she, like, gently, if you read the subtitles, are like, lightly taps Sam. Like, she doesn't hit her. And then everywhere, so she, like, taps her on her, like, leg or something. And then everywhere she taps Sam, Sam, like, plants a kiss, like, on Jim's body in the same place. And Jim's like, oh, is that what you're doing? And then she's like, cheek. And then she gets a kiss on the cheek from Sam. And she's, like, literally dying inside. And then we cut to, like, what's going on in the present, which is that Jim is, like, high-key bragging about all of this in the group chat with Mon. And she's like, oh, my God, Sam... Her lips are so soft, and she kissed me, and all this. She's like, finally, I almost left my partner. She's having his baby. She's like, I can't believe it. And Mon is at work losing her fucking shit. She's getting these texts from Jim. And it's the funniest fucking thing on the planet. And I love what they wrote this in here. So this puts Mon in a jealous rage, which is really fun to watch. And like the coworkers are like watching Mon and they're like, wow. Mon's like throwing her phone all over the place. They're like, what's wrong with Mon?
Mon's usually the sweet one.
Right. And she's just like puffing and throwing shit. And then Sam tries texting her and she like throws the phone. And then Sam calls the office and Yah, I think, picks up. And they're like, she's like, get Mon in my office right now. And Mon's like, no. They're like, Mon, you got to go in the office. She's like, no.
Everyone is just like, what do you mean no?
Everyone's horrified. No? Everyone's like, fuck, we're all about to get fired. This is going to be the worst. I thought Mon was saving the company. She's trying to start World War III. Then she's like, put Mon on the phone. So Mon gets on the phone. She's like, Mon, come in my office. Mon's like, no. Sam's like, I will come out there. She's like, fuck. Mon's like, I can't yell at you in public. So she's like, fine, I'll go to your office. So Mon goes in the office, which is not where she wants to be right now. And Sam's basically like, why are you mad at me? I don't understand. Like, she's like, from Sam's point of view, she's like, I did what you told me to do. I went to Jim's and Jim's not mad at me anymore. I apologize. I did what you wanted. She's not mad at you anymore. Okay, but like, did Mon say go there and kiss your friend? Because Mon did not say that. In fact, the reason we're having the fight with Jim is because Jim tried to kiss Mon. So Sam solves this by kissing Jim. So Mon is pissed off. And basically, like, Sam's like, no, just, like, don't be mad at me. Like, everything's gonna be fine. Like, here, put the lip gloss on and we'll make up our style. And then Mon's like, no. Listen, if you didn't, like, call me in here for actual work reasons, I'm gonna fucking leave because we're at work and I'm pissed off at you. And Sam's like, no, do what I say. And Mon's like, absolutely not. I'm leaving. And I like that Sam comments in this scene. She's like, well, no one's ever rejected me before. Usually people just do whatever the hell I say. And you're like, rejecting me right now and like challenging me. And Mon's like, yep, well, I'm gonna be the very first person to ever do that. I'm standing my ground and you're not gonna push me over right now. I'm really mad at you. So I like this because this is Mon stepping into her power with Sam and learning the fact that she has power over Sam and can actually like say no to her and stand up for herself. And Sam, like, while she doesn't like it, like respects Mon's decision to a degree. She doesn't like force her to do anything or like push her into it. She's just like, this is weird. People don't normally do this with me. Kind of like the challenge, you know?
I think she thinks it's attractive.
She absolutely finds it
very attractive that Mon is like, no, like, what do you mean? Gonna tell me what to do right now? And she's like, ooh, okay. Interesting.
Sam's like, maybe you could tell me what to do. That's really what Sam wants. That's what Sam wants. She doesn't realize it yet, but that's really what she wants. Yeah, like, I will die on the hill that, like, the reason Sam even likes Mon to begin with is because Mon always stood up for herself and was opinionated about the job. And Sam was like, no one stands up to me about the company ever or, like, gives me their honest opinion and you're doing it despite me being this intimidating person. And that takes a lot of courage. And she likes Mon's courage. That's what she's actually attracted to. And so, like, to have it here, she's like, this is really annoying and frustrating because I just want to, like, make out with you, but fine. I guess. I'll respect you.
To add to the courage thing, I think that, like, Sam has power, but she doesn't have anything backing it up. Like, any, like, confidence or courage or, like, she doesn't have anything backing up the power that she has. So while Mon has no power in this situation and she's in a, like, she's not from royalty, she's not rich, she's not, like, she has no power, she has the courage that Sam wishes she had.
So yeah.
I think that's just, it's a nice... juxtaposition? It's correct. Like a nice juxtaposition of like the different pieces that they kind of wish they each other had. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely have a section about that later where like, to me, courage is the biggest gap between them. And that's what I mean, no, it is. Like, when you talk about, like, the title of the show, like, the obvious surface read is, like, the social status, the mm-hmm. money, which is what you're saying. That's the hard power that, like, Sam has, mm-hmm. like, socially. But Mon has the soft power that Sam doesn't have. And the biggest thing that divides them is actually courage. Sam has none, mm-hmm. and Mon has always had courage. And that's the thing that really separates them. And so, but because Mon's power is more soft power, she doesn't realize she has it until she's in these moments that are very heated, and she, like, acts just by her own accord of her own personality based on what she wants. And it, like, works with Sam. Mm-hmm. So that's how Mon kind of, like, learns that, like, oh, I have value in this relationship. Like, Sam does value me. And she sees it in the, like, the way Sam, like, respects her basically in some of these moments. All right. Okay, so then, so Mon's like, fuck this shit. And she, like, basically goes home to work because she can't be around Sam without getting in a fight with her because she's jealous as fuck right now and doesn't realize it. So she's sitting outside her house working, and then Nop randomly shows up at the parents' house with food for her parents, which, how do I get a friend like this who just, like, randomly shows up with plates of food?
Theor, you have to make friends in real life and not just online.
That is how. But, like, do friends do this where they just show up in the middle of the day with plates of food for your parents? Like, how common is this?
Well, when they constantly hit on their friend and are part of the family, I guess.
I guess. I'm just saying, go Nop. More friends should behave like this. Okay, so then Nop talks to Mon, obviously. And they basically left things poorly the last time they talked, and they make up here. And Nob honestly asks her about Sam because he can see she's upset. He's like, okay, how are things going with Sam? And he basically provides a safe space for her to, like, process her feelings that I don't think she's fully processed what they mean. She's just having them and doesn't know what to do with them, hence why she had to leave the office. But he gives her, like, an outlet to kind of talk about it, which I think is really cathartic for her and important, because she's really been alone with all of her feelings for Sam for such a long time, and they're kind of, like, bubbling to the surface and coming out in bursts, but she just doesn't know what to do with them. And it almost seems to me like she's kind of, like, avoiding thinking too deeply about it. She's like, nah, I'm just gonna be in the moment. I don't know if I want to think about this. But now she's at the jealous stage and kind of has to confront some things.
Yeah, especially if she ever wants to get past it. If she just wants to sit here in the jealousy, doesn't have to ever go any further thinking about the emotions. But if she wants to think about it, like, process it and go forward and actually have a relationship, and she has to process and think about it.
Exactly. And in the scene, Nop gives her that safe space to do that. And he helps, like, put things into perspective for her. So, like, he, biggest thing he does here is he validates her queerness slash crush on Sam by pointing out, he's like, hey, like, look at the time we live in. Like, queer people exist. Women date other women. Like, it's not wrong. Like, he's like, Mon, I don't think you understand. Like, you don't just idolize her. You, like, romantically are into her. And, like, it's okay. Like, he tells her it's okay. Like, it's okay to even, like, entertain that idea because, like, love is love, basically. And it's a very sweet conversation that they have. And I feel like Mon really needed to hear this from a trusted friend. Why this isn't a conversation she's having with Yuki, I don't understand. But I like that it comes from Nop, too. Because, like, he was initially framed as, like, he was going after Mon for his own reasons. But really, like, he is a good friend. He's known her for a very long time and really is a good friend. And he's being a very good friend in this scene with Mon.
Do you think he's also kind of putting the situation into perspective for himself as well? Like, being like, you know what? I'm never going to have this kind of thing with Mon. Like, this kind of relationship. Mon's never going to like me this way. Like, do you think he's...
I think it's definitely... I think he's already there. And she's not there with the Sam stuff. Mm-hmm. He's there. Because he's watching them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you almost... You see, like, because, like, from his perspective, he's like, I've been hanging around here, being a good friend, and you've never once looked at me the way you're looking at Sam. You've never once tried to kiss me in a car. You've never once been... come home crying over me. And he's like, I see you do it every day with this woman. So he's like, I think he sees it. And he's like, she has intense feelings for this person that I've never seen her display ever. Cause he's known her forever. Mm-hmm. So I think he already's come to a place of acceptance with this when, by the time they have this conversation. Mm. And I think he's trying to show her that he's like, all right, Mon, I see this for what this is, but I don't think you do. And I want you to know that it's okay.
Mm.
I don't think he likes Sam. I don't think he likes Sam because Sam like constantly is making her cry and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's like, I accept that you actually like somebody else. And I think he's okay with it, honestly. Because he says here, he's like, look, we've been friends forever. And like, I'm here as your friend. Like, I'm saying these things as your friend. And he is. Like, he's saying very supportive friend things that she needs to hear. Because she's just, she can't, who can she really talk? Yuki, talk to Yuki.
She'd understand.
She's literally is living your life. Position.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't have the conversation.
Because Yuki's too distracted. She's like, I don't care. We're just going right in.
He's like, I'm already living at T's. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Anyway. Yeah, so I do like this. I like the way their friendship goes, her and Nop. And this was very cute. He has a lot of cute conversations with her, like, going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Nop and Mon make up. And they're all cool. So then it's all Sam's turn. So she tries to make up with Mon. Okay, so I have to point this one out. So first she Googles, the translation says how to make up with your girlfriend. But actually, I found a Tumblr post by somebody who's like, the translations are wrong. So this was a translation that's actually incorrect. It's basically she was Googling how to make up with a girl. Just like a friend who's a girl. So it didn't mean like your partner kind of thing. So just FYI, it's a bad translation.
But that makes even less
sense. It does make less sense because she just made up with Jim. But I think in her brain, she's like, well, I made up with Jim and Mon didn't like my approach. So how do I make up with Mon?
And I can't just Google, how do I make up with Mon?
Right, exactly. Because nothing came up when she... Sam did Google. Sam is Princess Dumbass is who she is to me. She's Princess Dumbass because I'm sure she did Google that. And she's like, why won't the computer tell me how to make up with Mon? I'm sure she did. And then she's like, Mon is a girl. How do I make up with a girl? And then it was like, that was the search.
And then Google's like, do you mean how do I make out with a girl?
Yeah, like the suggestions. And she's like, I kind of want to click on that, but...
And then she just goes down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I'm sure she was Googling a lot after that.
But I think she should hang out with Nick from Heartstopper. They could research together.
I wish Sam was taking the BuzzFeed quiz.
That's what I was just going to say. I was like, that the search is all just like BuzzFeed quizzes. Like just one after another.
No, I wanted the 110% homosexual result that she was going to get because Nick. Okay, so if you don't know Heartstopper, like basically, one of the boys is trying to figure out if he's gay, and he takes the quiz, "Am I gay?" from BuzzFeed, and it comes back 62% homosexual, and he doesn't know what to do with that. So I want to see Sam's. It's like, you are off the charts, queer as fuck, my lady. And then she's like, "I don't know what this means," because it's Sam, and she's a dumbass, but I love her anyway. So somewhere on the Google search, it must have said, make a random video and send it to the girl. So she makes this super random, but really endearing video. And it's just a ton of what I think are just TV references that I'm sure of shows they watch, like mutually together. So she sends it to Mon. And Mon is like popping around the kitchen, like smiling with this video, and then watches it with the dog, which is just the cute, like the whole sequence is very cute. And she's just like watching it with Singa, and she's like, oh, look, this is my dumbass. And then afterwards, like, they get on the phone with each other finally and have the conversation of like, what the fuck are we? And in the conversation, like, because Mon's like, I can't with this. Sam, what am I to you? Because, like, I'm having these feelings, and they're weird, and I don't know what to do with them. And then Sam's like, oh, yeah, I understand. I had the same fucking feelings yesterday when Jim tried to kiss you. And Mon, I think in this conversation, is like, well, would you feel this way if, like, I don't know, any of the other friends were trying to kiss you? And she's like, no, I don't give a fuck about them. She's like, they've done more than make out with their partners in front of me, and I never gave a fuck. And I'm upset because it's you. And then Mon's like, okay. So we're both having these really intense feelings, and we don't know what they are. She's like, Sam, I've asked you this before, but I'm going to need you to actually answer me right now. Like, what the fuck are we? And Mon at this point is really looking for for Sam to start singing Dress by Taylor Swift to her. But instead, Sam says a whole slew of horrible things. Like, you could be my servant. And Mon's like, oh my God, Sam, I'm ready to kill you. Like, what do you mean? And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. That's what my grandmother calls them. My attendant. And I'm like, Sam, that's not any better. You giant dumbass.
So at this point, when I was writing notes, this is what happened. Alexa, play Dress by Taylor Swift. Okay, yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah, I learned this song.
Because
Sam, Mon don't want you like a best friend, girl.
Only bought this dress so you could take. I mean, like, really.
No, the Sam, whole song. Dress is the gayest song that she's ever done. Like, it fits. Everything about this fits. Secret moments in a crowded room. Got no idea about me and you. Say my name and everything just stops. That's what Mon wants to hear from like Sam. Yeah, she don't want you like a best friend. And then Sam tries to best friend her. And she's like, Mon is like ready to throw the phone. Like, halfway through this conversation. She's like, I'm hanging up. I can't with you.
It sounds like to me back in like when England had like royal, I mean, I know they still do, but like during the movies and stuff, and you have like the, not the servant or the attendant, I guess it's the attendant. It's like the lady in waiting or whatever is what they're called, I think. I don't know, but it's always the like best friend kind of situation, or like if the queen, like the princess or queen or whoever it is like queer, the second in waiting or the maid in waiting or whatever it is, they're like a thing. So I wonder if that's kind of what she's attempting to say, because she's like, I can't be with you, we can't get married, we can't, like, there's nothing we can do. Can you be this person for me?
But Mon don't want her like a best friend. What I'm saying. Go listen to Dress. Mon doesn't want that. She's like, this is not the answer I was looking for. I'm gonna hang out.
I want a Queer Princess Diaries now.
That'd be amazing. Okay, so finally at the end of this, Sam apologizes because Mon's like, I'm hanging up because I can't with you. And she's like, okay, wait, I'm sorry. I promise I'll never kiss anyone ever again in my life. And then Mon's like, good, that's what I wanted to hear, Sam. That is what I wanted to hear. Because apparently everyone forgot Kirk exists. Everyone. They're just like, there's no one else, Mon. There's just you.
Mon's but it's great. Not like she wants to kiss him anyway.
No, I know. But Mon is the one who's like the most conscious of Kirk. And she's just like, I think that's how like much in her feels she is right now. She's not thinking rationally, because that's what happens when you have a bunch of intense feelings. And Mon's like, okay, good. Now I'm not jealous anymore, because you're not going to kiss anyone ever again, Sam. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
You need to have a conversation with Sam that what constitutes kissing, because she needs like everything spelled out for her.
Yes. She's learning. She's a giant dumbass. She's just dumb as fuck. And I love it. But when she figured shit out, like, Sam has mad game once she knows what she's doing. But before that, she's the worst. The actual worst.
And we haven't even gotten to the...
to the what?
Yet.
To the what?
To the what, Cole? We'll find out, won't we?
Okay. Find it out when we get there.
Oh, I will.
Speaking of the worst, we find out that Kirk... is the mole, because of course he is.
In the very beginning.
Of course he is. And unfortunately, we get to the point in this show where Mon starts lying to Sam. Mm. Okay, because once again, poor Mon gets put in a very shitty position, but it's for the right reasons, which is what Kirk is arguing. He's like, look, I know I'm lying to Sam, and I've got this woman I just met who's really into the company, quote the company, that woman wants to bang Sam. We'll get to that later. But he's like, hey, it's for the best because, you know, Sam has this giant deadline with the grandmother and the company's going to shut down. And Mon's like, wait, what? I don't know any of this. And Kirk just keeps going. He's like, I'm doing this for Sam because if we can set up this partnership, we can save the company. And Sam loves the company, right? And Mon's like, yes, Sam loves the company.
So it makes sense that Mon should know this. Not should, but like he would tell her because she's involved with Sam. But the thing is, he doesn't know that her and Sam are close. Yeah. So it's really weird that he's telling a random employee at work all of these secrets.
Well, I feel like Mon's different because remember, he took her with Sam out on dates already. They like kind of chaperoned dates between the two of them.
Without realizing it.
And also, like, the only thing that Kirk and Sam really talk about is the company. So at this point, like, the diversity pop is doing really well, and everybody knows that's Mon's. So, like, I think he trusts her with the business because Mon is proving to be their most valuable employee, which is why later, when in a couple episodes, when Sam fires Mon, he's like, he intervenes. He's like, you can't fire her. She's our best employee. What the fuck are you doing, Sam? Like, I've never stepped in before ever with you. I'm stepping in right now. Hire her back. So yeah,
that's later, but I love how Sam lets him think it was him that
he's like, changed. Yeah, I know. And she's like, okay, Kirk, just because you said so, I'll keep my girlfriend around at work, I guess, for you. Yeah, that was really funny. But my point being that, like, I think Kirk has a lot of respect for Mon as an employee, and also, like, she just caught him in the middle of this deal he wasn't supposed to be in, and he's like, I'm just gonna tell you everything and be real honest with you, Mon. You can't fucking tell Sam any of this shit. I'm doing it for the right reasons, I'm telling you. And he tries to, like, you know, reason with her. And she's like, yeah, you know, Sam really does love the company. I didn't know what's fucking ultimatum with the grandma, but okay, if you say so, this is for Sam. I guess I'm trapped in this position where now I have to lie to her. But what I don't like about this, like, I understand, like, where they're coming from. Like, I think Kirk really does think he's trying to do what's best for Sam. Because, yeah, the company's failing. How they pay rent at this point, I don't understand. But, like, he thinks he's doing this for the good reasons. And then, like, Mon was just keyed in a bunch of information she didn't know. And she's like, okay, I guess. Also, like, I'm basically cheating on you, Kirk, with Sam, like, behind your back. So, like, I'm in a shitty position. But what no one realizes that by doing this thing, like, the merger with Nita, I think her name is, all of them are taking agency away from Sam by doing this behind her back, which is the exact thing her grandmother keeps doing to her. And that's, like, it's kind of super fucked up, actually, that they're taking Sam's choice away by, like, making this merger happen. When Kirk's like, I know she's not super into mergers, but, like, really it's for the best and this and that. And, like,
but they can't approve a merger without her.
Well, yeah, that's what Mon's saying. She's like, don't you have to tell her about this? And he's like, I'm trying to make sure all the ducks are in a row before I even bring it up to Sam. Like, it has to be a done deal before I, like, because Sam has to sign. He's like, I just want to make sure this is going to actually happen before I, like, tell her and she freaks the fuck out.
But I feel like Sam's the person where she needs to be in the process because she doesn't, not going to, because, like, yeah, it's basically you're telling her what to do. Like, she needs to be there to help make decisions.
Yeah, she's not going to take this well.
Obviously. This was a terrible idea for all the reasons.
I mean, Kirk's not the brightest.
No. He's not as dumb as Sam, but he is not the brightest.
In a different way.
Correct. He's dumb in a different way. Remember, he's golden retriever energy. Golden retrievers are not the smartest dogs, but they're happy to be there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see here. So then Sam visits...
We're going on a journey.
We're going on a journey. So after poor Mon gets put in this position where she now has to lie to Sam, Sam visits Mon's house. And how do we get to Mon's house? Well, we get to Mon's house because Sam offends Mon. So at the company, Kirk then comes to talk to Sam. And Mon overhears them arguing. And she's like, oh, fuck. I need to be there for Sam because, like, he's telling her about the merger and she's not happy about it. Really, they're fighting about Facebook because Sam is on social media now and is getting into it with some troll. Which, as you can tell, Sam takes real well. So he's, like, giving her advice, basically. And in the process of this, I think he tries to, like, touch her or do something affectionate. And Sam basically says something like, wow, behave yourself in front of other people, Kirk. And I think there's a translation mishap here, but I think the way Sam says other, it implies, like, that Kirk and Sam are in a, you know, different social class than Mon, like, other in a bad way. And Mon's like, oh, fuck, like, well, I thought we were on equal footing, and apparently we're not. So it's like a reinforcing of, like, Mon's insecurity that she's like, oh, I'm not on the same level as Sam. I could never be. I don't deserve her. And so for Sam to kind of, like, use that language, it kind of, like, throws Mon off because she's like, oh, fuck, yeah. This really hurts. This is, like, all the gaps come back where she's like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, we can't be together. Like, I can't be with you. Like, I can't believe you just said that. So Mon gets the fuck out of there. And at the end of the workday, like, Sam is trying to take her home. But Mon's like, and it's really funny. They get to the car and Sam's like, oh my God, Kirk would not shut the fuck up. I'm so glad I had to get rid of him. He just wanted all this, know this shit about the company for some reason. Anyway, Mon, let's go back to my house. And Mon's like, no, because I need to grocery shop for my parents. Bye. And so she leaves. So she's lying to Sam again. So she just keeps lying. So Sam, being thoughtful, is like, okay, well, if the grocery shopping is done, then we can hang out. Got it. Mm. So then she goes over to the parents' house. And it opens with, like, her sitting in the room with the parents. And the parents are just, like, rigid. They're like, oh, my God, the queen's here. and she brought us the equivalent of a grocery store. And it's, like, bags everywhere in this house. And they're just like, I don't know that we can even eat all this fucking food.
Where are you even going to put it?
I know. They're like, we don't, our house isn't big enough for any of this. And Sam's like, does the dog need food? And they're like, no, the dog's fine. Please don't stop buying shit. This is real nice. This is great. I don't know why you did this.
Someone you know, I feel like Sam would have thought about the dog first and just got like 10 or 13 years worth of dog food. Being like, yes. Thank you for taking care of the last dog.
Sam would absolutely do that. So they're like, please don't do that. You're so generous and lovely. Don't do that. Don't do that. She's like, if he tries to eat all that food, he'll die. Like, please don't kill our dog.
This is already the second one.
Yeah, right. The first one didn't go well. So when Mon shows up, she's like, oh, fuck, what is this? And she comes inside and the dad's like, Mon, like, trying to be polite about it in front of Sam is like, I don't remember asking you to grocery shop. Did I say to my sleep or something? And like, he thought I needed to do this because Sam brought us a grocery store, which is real nice, but we didn't need this. Because Mon obviously shows up without grocery bags and Sam's like, oh. Did you not go shopping? I did it for you. I was like, fuck.
If Mom was going grocery shopping right away, why did Sam go grocery shopping at the same time? Instead of...
I think what happened... Okay, so I understand that doesn't make sense, but I think what happened is, like, Mom takes public transportation to get home. And in the book, I read, like, a Wattpad English translation of the book. It takes Mom, like, 2 hours to get home by bus. And so with her car, Sam can get there way faster. So I think Sam drove the car, went to the grocery store, bought the grocery store, brought it back. So by the time Mon got home, she's like, your errands are done. Because like, she probably was going to come home and then go to the store or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's how Sam beats her, because she has a car and Mon does not.
Well, I know that's how she beats her, but I just meant like, what would her going grocery shopping solve? Because I would figure that Sam would. Not, I mean, Mom would do it before she got home, because once you get home, you don't want to go back out.
I guess she was anticipating Mom was going to come home first, then go grocery shopping, not like public transportation to the grocery store. I don't think Sam cares. She's just like, I wanted to see you no matter what. So she's like, I'm just going to be here and I'll hang out with your parents or whatever until you get home. And in case you forgot anything at the store, Mon, I bought you the store. So like your tours are done now, right? We can leave. That's what she's doing.
She's like, I'm helping.
She's trying to be helpful. She's not the brightest. She's just trying to be helpful. Okay. And then I kind of want to talk about, like, again, the body language that goes on here. The parents. So if you notice the way they're sitting around here, it's very, like, straight spines. They're always, like, on the same level as Sam. And... that's a remnant of like royalty, because like commoners, your heads can never be above the queen kind of deal. So like if you notice with Sam, they're trying to like be on her level like at all times. Every time she stands, they stand. Like so there's a ton of worshiping of Sam that goes on with like the parents. And all that like Ma never does that. She's like, this dumbass, really? Okay. Okay. Then we get to Ma's room. And what happens in Mon's room?
Sam gets to realize how big of a stalker Mon is, because she finds Mon's mood board that is full of pictures.
Plural. She finds three. Three. She comes up and finds the stalker wall, and she's like, those are my pictures. And Mon's like, don't look at that, don't look at that. So then she snoops around the room. Then she's like, what is this one hidden behind the desk? This is me again. She's like, don't look at that. And then she goes on a dresser. And she's like, there's a third one. I didn't know I took so many pictures. I think that Sam on the inside is like, wow, you really do like me, huh?
Yeah, I feel really like she does think it's adorable at this point of like how much she's like, okay, she really does care about me, and maybe she needs like to see how much Mon loves her because she's used to, I guess, people not treating her well or like saying one thing and talking behind her back because of her status. So like seeing how much Mon truly cares about Sam, she's not thinking about the soccer. She's like, can I kiss you now?
Yes. Oh yeah. Well, Sam was already thinking that. That's what she's thinking when she's in the grocery store buying it. She's like, just I need to kiss her. So just everything.
She didn't even step in the grocery store.
No, though. She's just like, I'm buying this building.
This building.
This is mine now. Send the contents to this address.
Mm-hmm. She saw a Mr. Beast video on YouTube and was like, oh, he bought a grocery store? I can do that.
I bought two. okay, but the thing about the stalker wall, so I think in a prior episode when Sam finds out that like Mon was like a fan, like idolized her, remember how like smug as fuck she got? She's like, and she kept being like, you're my fan. I think she's kind of into that, the fact that like Mon's like obsessed with her a little bit. So I think to see this, she's like, damn, you like me, how embarrassing.
For you.
So embarrassing for you. I think it's like it's an ego boost for sure for Sam. Because while poor Mon is like, oh my god, don't see them. Because I love when Mon's like, I'm gonna go to my room earlier, and the parents are like, that's great, go to the room. And Sam's like, where is it? And Mon's like, no. And they're like, no, Sam. And they gave her like a map. They're like, here's the directions. Here, then she gets to Mon's, go to Mon's room. Because poor Mon, if she knew Sam was showing up here, would have hid all of this shit. So she had like no warning.
Would she though? Because she still didn't get rid of any of this afterwards. Yeah. And
it's most too late now. She's like, Sam sees it. She doesn't care. I'm keeping my soccer ball. I worked hard. She does get rid of it when she at the very end, but like, yeah.
Yeah. But the following dramatics are very cute. With the puppy scene.
Oh my god, this is the fucking cutest. This was really adorable and cute for a lot of reasons. So basically what happens is they go into the room and close the door. So they're in a enclosed space. And Sam basically corners Mon. This is weird what she does. She like corners her in the room and then like cages her with her body, and then she's like, why are you mad at me? Like, tell me why you're mad. And like, Mon does the thing where she like tries to look away, and Sam like is like, no, look at me. Why are you upset? And then Mon tells her like, look, I feel very slighted right now because you called me an outsider, reinforcing that like, you know, this is an employee-employer thing. We're obviously not on the same level. You want to be your servant, so like, I get it, Sam. Like, I get this is how you think of me. And so she's like, you should just leave because clearly this can't be anything. And instead of leaving, Sam is basically like, she stays there, grabs Mon's hand, and she's like, listen, I can be anything you want me to be because you keep asking me, what the fuck is this? And like, I can be anything. And Mon's like, no, you can't. She's like, no, literally, I can be literally anything. And Mon's like, really? Mm-hmm. So then she looks around the room and sees the dog, who has wings on for some reason. And I have a lot of questions about why the dog has wings or how the dog has wings. Because when they went in the room, Mon closed the door. So how did the dog get in the room? And then
because there was we didn't see the full scene, okay? So meanwhile, Sam is stalking Mon's stalker wall, she sees this pair of wings that Mon bought for the first dog when she was younger, and she had it in her closet. And so Sam saw it, was like, we have to put this on the dog. And that's how it happened.
And Sam goes and gets the dog because the dog wasn't in the room. How did the dog
The dog wants them to be together so much. So the dog follows them and is just sitting outside the room. And then you hear like scratch, scratch, scratch. And so Mon's like, fine, come in. And Sam's like, oh my god, look how cute. Come here. You're welcome. Continue.
Okay, so this is Sam's fault. All right. So Sam, you did this to yourself. So then the dog is in the room because of Sam. And then Mon's like, okay, be a dog. Sam's like, what? And she's like, no, be a dog. Because if you think about it, dogs love unconditionally. And that's really what I want from you. And then I think Mon's like, Sam would never do that. And then Sam's like, okay. So then Sam drops to her knees and starts doing like little woofs and stuff. And immediately when Sam does this, Mon is really shocked that Sam does this. And I think part of this has to do with the whole like royalty body language stuff. Because what Sam is actually demonstrating to Mon by like lowering herself physically beneath Mon is she's showing Mon that like, I think of you as above me. Like, I don't think of you as like beneath me. Cause like prior scene, the parents, they're like, we can't be below the royalty. We cannot. We have to be always be on her footing at all times. Sam willingly like lowers herself physically beneath Mon. So she's demonstrating like her what Mon's value is to her by doing this. And I think Mon's a little taken aback because like the queen's kneeling. The queen's not supposed to kneel in front of you. And then she's acting like a dog. Like she's like, what is this? And I thought this was really cute and really sweet for a lot of reasons. And like I think it really helps reinforce that like in Sam's brain, she doesn't think of those like social things when it comes to Mon at all. She just sees Mon for who she is, and she like really does value Mon as a person. And so I like that Sam did this, and it was also really cute.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's adorable.
It's adorable,
and it also switches their dynamic because there's another shot where you see Mon towering over Sam.
Yes,
and so that angle is showing that. Oh my god, keep the names straight. Mon has the power now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is important.
And then it also goes back to the being a servant thing as well, like, or the attendant. So it also puts back in, she's like, I'll be your servant or attendant or whatever however you want to call it. And so I think, like, as much as she's acting like a dog, she's in the same like power switching that you're talking about. It adds to that, like, I will be your servant. Like, I want to be here for you kind of thing.
Yeah. That's a really good way to put it. And then at the end of this, so of course Sam has to like up the cuteness. Cause Sam, Mon's into it. She's like, call me Sham Sham. I'm your Sham Sham now. And Mon's like, yes, I love this. So then she like does the nose booping thing. And Sam's like, cool. Anytime you do that, I'm gonna kiss you. That's just what's gonna happen. And Mon's like, great. So she does it immediately. And then Sam's like, cool. So then she has an excuse to like kiss Mon and then get her on the bed, basically. And I like that Sam actually like formally apologizes. She's like, look, I'm really sorry. I will literally never, ever call you that ever again. Ever. Ever. So it's a good, like, it verbally, like, Mon sometimes needs the verbal confirmation from Sam, because Sam can be an enigma when it comes to like what is actually going on the inside. So even though she did all these things, she's like, yes, I'm Sham Sham now. I'm lowering myself. Like, I'm showing you all the ways that like I care about you. Mon sometimes just like needs her to flat out say it. So I like that Sam ends this by like flat out saying, I'm sorry, I will literally never do that again.
So I mean, that's all that Mon asks for, is like for her to be like, for Sam to be straight with her and to like actually tell her what she's feeling or thinking or meaning. And so like it's a good thing that she brought that back, and she was like, look, I'll give you what you've been asking of me.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Sam is learning. It's hard to do. It takes her a bit to get there. I like that she does all the things though. She's like, look, I'm showing, and you're fine, I'll just say it. Like, mm-hmm. building herself up to say it a little bit too. Okay, so after Sham Sham and Mon Mon's makeup session, we then get to Martha's wedding. Okay. And then we pan out Martha and her husband. His name is Earth. It says Martha and Earth. And I was like, what? Because I missed this the first time I watched it. And I was like, is his name actually Earth? Because that's what I'm seeing on the board of their names.
Well, I mean, Martha's not her name either. So maybe it's...
Well, okay. I think it actually might be. So in the Tumblr post I saw with the translations, apparently Jim is like slang for like vagina. So they call her that. That's why she's always like, please stop using that name in public. It's a dirty slang name that they give her. So I think her name actually is, I think it is Martha. But of course her friends are assholes and they're like, yeah, the same way we won't call Sam by her real name, we're definitely not calling you by your real name. And I think it's supposed to like allude that like she's the loose friend, obviously, which go off, queen. That's why I love you.
I think his name is Earth because Martha, this is her world, and he's just living in it.
Yeah, he's just Ken. He's just Ken. But anyway, I thought that was really funny because you never get his name, so just see it on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then Martha's wedding commences, and I think she forced everybody to wear red, so I'm not going to comment on the clothes because I think this is her choice. This is like the first time you see Sam in red, and then Mon also, which is interesting, but I think Martha forced them. So the whole night goes through, and then after the super cool bridesmaids and bride dance, Sam and Mon finally meet with Kirk, and they do some low-key flirting, kind of, and gay staring, obviously, because like Sam's like, girl, you weren't at the first ceremony. I was by myself. Why am I only seeing you now? And Mon's like, listen, or like the queen was there. I was going to show up to that. I'm here now. And then Kirk's there. And like, Sam's like, I want to flirt with you, but I can't. And then an honorable guest shows up. And what happens? So Kirk immediately goes into I'm Sam's fiance mode and like literally like steps in front of Mon. Physically, and is like, hello, honorable lady, blah, blah, blah. And the lady's like, oh, you and Sam, you're so cute, and blah, blah, blah. Come sit at my table. And to me, the way he kind of like does this by like shielding Mon and like standing next to Sam kind of like is another reinforcement to Mon of like, yeah, out in public, I am kind of an outsider. Like, Sam, like Kirk is the one that fits in your life socially, and that's what like people expect. And so it's like kind of like Sam is just like silent and standing there and is like, I hate every second of this, but like it really sucks for Mon to like be in this position of like, ugh, yeah, yep, this is real life. I really don't like this. I don't like this.
Sad.
Yeah, that is sad. And like Sam clearly hates it, and she's just got like the grandmother mask on, and she's like, because I imagine, like, this is what social events are always like for her. She's like, I'm just going to sit here silently while Kirk schmoozes them because I don't want any part of this, but I also don't want to make grandmother sad, so I'm just going to be quiet and stand here and, like, lose my whole personality.
Social events are hard.
They fucking suck, man.
Well, it almost looks like she's, like, dissociating. Like, she just kind of, like, leaves. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not mentally there. She is in Mon's room right now. She's not there. That is not her happy place. Okay, other things about the wedding after the dance. And then we get the bouquet toss to all the single ladies, which I find weird because Sam goes up there. Who, if she's, like, engaged, she's technically not single. But I guess they just mean unmarried because she's unmarried at the time.
Finish your thoughts and then I will get into all of my issues.
All right, cool. So I do love the sequence because Sam's like, great, an excuse to touch Mon. So she like leaves Kirk immediately and then like grabs Mon's hand. She's like, let's go stand in the front. So they stand there. Jim tosses the bouquet and Mon catches it. And I do love the foreshadowing of like, because like the bouquet symbolizes, oh, who's next to get married? Mon catches the bouquet. Standing next to Sam. And Sam the whole time is just like beaming at Mon. And like Kate is next to her and she's like, yeah, Sam. Your girl caught it. And Sam's like, uh-huh. And I think this is where the seed gets planted for Sam of like, yeah, I can see myself marrying Mon. I think this is where it starts for her. She's like, uh-huh, okay, I like this. Mon caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And she like pushes her like on her lower back up to the stage. There's a lot of touching here. And I think this was just an excuse to like be next to Mon in a socially appropriate moment, but I love Sam's faces. She's in fantasy land the minute Mon catches
you see a smile of her out in public.
Yeah, like multiple times. Like she's constantly looking at Mon and like has this dreamy smile on her face. I think she's starting to plan the wedding right now. It's very cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
For about a few seconds.
Yep.
And then we get a very I title this the bullshit scene.
Yep. Indeed.
So Kirk has to be Kirk and not even realize that Sam is gayly staring at Mon.
And yes, imagining her own wedding to somebody else.
Planning a wedding with Mon. Like, and her friends are there going like, yeah, Sam, like pushing Sam, being like, yeah. He sees none of that.
Yes. So he thinks it's a bright idea to stand in the middle of everybody, get down on one knee. In the screenshot, it looks like he's on two knees, but whatever. get down on one knee and propose to Sam. Okay, so like, a couple things that I need help with. One, isn't it incredibly rude to propose at weddings in all cultures? Because, what?
I hate
And
this.
You know that Jim is not giving them permission to do this.
Absolutely
shit.
Not. It's all about Jim.
And two, aren't they already engaged?
That's what I don't understand. Well, from what I understand from like some of the comments, it's more like they're betrothed, mm-hmm. which is kind of like on paper, like the families have agreed that they're going to merge at some point. So I don't know that he actually, it's more of like the families made the deal, not these two necessarily. So I think maybe he's saying, hey, let's get married now. But yeah, I'm so confused with why he's doing this, honestly.
Also, especially at someone else's wedding.
Yes, now that part is so fucked. And Sam was like, what the fuck? Are you injured? Like, what are you doing? She's like, are you ready to go to the hospital?
I wonder if the reason he chose here, which I agree, I think that Jim definitely did not give permission to this to happen.
Jim and would I never think, let this happen.
No.
But, she would give permission for Mon or Sarah to do it.
Yes. But I think that Kirk might be like, now is my only chance to do this in public. Because Sam does not want to be seen with me ever.
No.
We don't go out. I have never met her friends or like hang out with the friends. Like I've never been invited to join their group. When is going to be like any point am I going to be able to like do this proposal thing with other people existing around here?
Right. Because the whole thing's for show to begin with.
Yeah.
Kirk, get a brain cell. Mon is in the friend group. Think about it.
I know, Mon's at the wedding. Let's think about this.
Why else?
And then wait. Let's also think about what happened earlier, Kirk. Because I think part of this, A, he had the ring, so he was planning on doing this. But also, like, it's set up like he got swept up in the moment. Because when they're doing the super cool dance, he's like, wow, I can't stop staring at Sam. Her moves are so good. And Mon's like, yeah, me neither. I mean, look at the way she's like, moves her body. It's hypnotic. And then he's like, I don't know how she found time to do this. She's so busy. Maybe she did it before she went to sleep. And Mon's like, no, she didn't do that. And he's like, you sound like you were in the room with her when she was going to sleep. And just the gay panic on Mon's face, because she's like, oh, fuck. I mean, it was. And he's like, I'm just kidding, Mon. No, you weren't. But like, Mon's like, oh, fuck. No, we just, you know, talk about work before we go to bed. As women do.
Best friends,
just
gal pals. Typical
gal pals.
Yeah. He can't read the room. He doesn't see that, like, the whole night Sam is just staring at Mon.
Well,
when
he
proposes to her, she stares at Mon. Like, she doesn't even look at him. She's like, Mon, what is this? What does Sam do? She does not answer him. She runs after Mon. And, like, he doesn't
Unfortunately, Mon doesn't realize that, but...
He doesn't put any of that together, though. None of it.
He's not
the smartest.
One brain cell.
Not one.
One brain cell to know that she's running away when you're asking her to marry you.
Literally after Mon. Like, she runs after the only other person leaving the
There's
wedding.
There's a lot more people in that room. How many people do you think put that together?
Everyone?
I think everyone. They're like, she just... Because then if you... the door was wide open and and Sam's screaming, Mon. So, like, if you didn't understand it, like, you hear her scream, Mon.
I think
Come on, guys.
Kirk... I mean, I know this is not the point of it and whatever, but I think Kirk just assumes that it's going to be a yes, and Sam is like, I think Kirk thinks like she's playing hard to get or like is not ready yet, but like will be and has no choice in the matter. So this is like a formality, not necessarily
Correct.
Something that needs a yes or even an answer because it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, he's secure in the business deal. And I think what he was banking on, because again, he brought the ring, so he was prepared to do this. He was going to do this no matter what. I think that he was expecting Sam to perform in public like she always had. She's the silent wife who's just lets him talk and parade her around. She's the arm candy, whatever. He does all the schmoozing because he's the people person. And she was kind of doing that with him, but like disassociating, like you were saying, and not really there. But he didn't pick up on that. And so he was expecting her to do what she always does, which is perform. And like, this is what the grandmother wants. And Sam always does what the grandmam wants until she fucking doesn't. And then here she's like, no. And she just fucking leaves. And he was not expecting this at all from her because why would she disobey she's disobeying grandmother by like doing this, and I don't think he saw this coming at all. But I also one thing I also love is Sam's friend's reaction when he does this. They're like, oh fuck, no Sam. Like, Kirk, don't do it. Because they all ship Mon, and poor like Jim's on stage with Mon being like, oh Mon, I'm so sorry. Like, I love them. Also, side note, there's an important T and Yuki sighting, because I always have to point it out. They were dates for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
They look good too.
They really do. I want their stories. They're together at this point. Like,
It's not just a car ride home anymore.
No, they did their 72-hour lesbian date.
Yeah.
I assume they've been called.
Yeah.
Yuki's like, Shogun who?
Yeah.
She's starting to build a tea wall on her, like, I'm sure there's pictures of tea everywhere because she owns her own company. She's, like, somewhat rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yuki's in too deep at this point.
Why did we skip over the dance? Did we talk about the dance already?
I mean, you could talk about the dance. I didn't have anything particularly insightful. Oh, you have anything to add?
No, I mean, not insightful. It was just cute. Everyone was, like, awkward and, like, it looked silly. And it was just, it was probably one of my favorite, like, moments of the show. Because you got to see, like, them as friends interacting and putting on a show for another one of their friends and, like, with their friend. But, like, it was just really sweet, and the fact that Sam was actually participating and doing it, like, you can tell, like, she really does care about her friends, and that it's not just like a one-sided where she just is there because they're something else other than her grandma and Kirk. Like, she actually cares about her friends and wants to be doing this for Jim and stuff. So I don't know, I really liked that scene. And it wasn't it the opening credits song?
Oh, it's that right? It is the Pink Theory song that gets sung over and over again. Yeah. I feel like Free and Becky recorded that in multiple styles because there's like an acoustic version, a slow version.
Mm-hmm.
The song keeps showing up over and over again. But yeah, it's like Mon and Sam's theme song, which is interesting. In the middle of like Jim's wedding, they're playing like Mon and Sam's theme song, which is cute.
Yeah. But it's
very cute.
It's just a cute little silly dance that they're all trying their best, and I was looking forward to it since we saw it in the credits, which might have been the first episode, because it was just like, what the heck is this? Like, what is happening? Why is this group doing this weird dance?
And it's
we did think that she was a singer.
We did think she was a singer, so it wasn't as weird. And I just love that Mon and Yuki in the background looking at their significant others, like, hot.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so I don't know. I really liked that scene. And it was just, it was a kind of quick, just little like clip, I guess, of them doing that. But it was just,
it was cute.
I don't know. It was cute and it solidified them as friends and stuff. So I liked it.
Yeah. Well, hold on to the feelings of friendship, because episode 7 opens with just pain.
Mm.
And with that, this is Caitlin and Theora from the future signing off of Gap the Series episode 6, because we talked for so long we had to do a separate episode for 7. So we're here without Cole, who's totally fine, just to say we will see you for the next episode of Gap. And until next time, hydrate for lesbian Jesus
and gay it up all over the place.
Bye.